Hi, everyone. Welcome to Nancy's Metaphysical World and More. My name is Nancy, and I host the show. And today is going to be a very, very interesting topic, very controversial, but yet very interesting. My guest name is Kiwoni. So, Kiwoni, welcome to the show.
Yes. Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Now, Kiwoni, I said that this is going to be a very interesting show because we are going to be talking about Bigfoot and ETs and yourself and all the studies that you have done that have proven facts, basically, about the Sasquatch, which are called Bigfoot. And we're going to talk about your book, okay? So first, Kiwoni, let's talk a little bit about you. Can you tell my listeners who you are, what you've been doing for the last 51 years?
Yes, my name is Kiwoni Lapsaritis. I'm a social scientist with 4 degrees. I spent 5 years out of the country, traveling to over 40 countries. And for the last 54 years, I've been involved with the Bigfoot Sasquatch phenomenon. I taught anthropology briefly at a New England college back in the 70s and have been working as a holistic health consultant, master herbalist. And I've spent a lot of time in the wilderness, all over the United States, Canada, and pretty much the world, including the living with Indians on the Amazon.
Sounds like a very, very interesting life, Kiwoni. Now, there's a lot of things that you have gone through during your lifetime, and one of the parts that you talk about is actually how you got sick, and you need a little help. And why don't you tell us what happened to you and the help that you got and how it helped you?
Yes. First I want to say that out of the 54 years, 31 years ago, a Sasquatch, an ET, came to me, and I was a little floored by all this. And I wasn't afraid. I was just surprised that they had contacted me, and I didn't realize that they were telepathic and interdimensional and that kind of thing. So it changed my life. At the time, I was an administrator for a Indian agency and also working part-time as a hypnotherapist and had been lecturing at the Medical College of Wisconsin. So I was very ill-prepared for this kind of phenomena, but I wasn't afraid. It was very interesting. It changed my life. And I thought, well, that's cool. It happened. Like every once in a while you hear how a person has an encounter. Well, it's been ongoing now for 31 years. And during that time, I became sick and actually with liver cancer. And I had moved from Oregon to Flagstaff, Arizona, and I was not tending to myself at the time as good as I should have. And I visited this medicine woman in Sedona, Arizona, and we talked until around midnight, and I can still recall that I was yawning a lot, and she said she didn't want me to drive all the way back up into to Flagstaff, about an hour and a half ride, and that she had a guest room. So I agreed to stay overnight, and as soon as I climbed into bed and turned off the light, there were 4 6.5-foot kachinas standing at the foot of my bed, and I could hear their feathers ruffling. I could hear these little bells on the bottom of their feet when they shifted their weight, and they started talking to me, and they stayed for 50 minutes. And they told me about my life and so forth. But one of the key things they focused on right away was my ailment. And they told me what to do and what to take and so forth. And 2 days later, I collapsed and eventually bought the herbs and supplements that they recommended and started taking them, and I was spending 15 hours a day in bed, sleeping, and just partying around at home, and 5.5 weeks later, I was fine. So that was back in let's see, January and February of 1991. So obviously I made it on herbs that don't work, as many doctors would say.
We know how that goes, don't we?
Yeah.
Now, Kiwoni, let's talk, before we really get into your book and the Sasquatch and the UFOs, let's talk a little bit about the herbs, because I know you're a master herbalist, and there are a lot of people who are being very much misled with saying that herbs don't work, they don't, you know, they're not anything, and they're actually trying to limit them, if not totally get them off the market so people cannot get them. So explain a little bit about the herbs and how they work or why they work and why, let's just say, why the medical field is so against the herbs actually working.
Well, first of all, there's really a cure for everything out there that God put on this earth. It's everywhere, and certainly the Amazonian rainforest is a good example of that, as they keep finding more and more and more unusual herbs in that region. And so everything is there that we need. It's just like back in the 1600s when the French were in Quebec, and they were dying of scurvy on the ship. They were burying some of their dead, and many were still sick on shore when some Indians came by, and they knew exactly what scurvy was, and they said, why don't you just make a brew of this? And they just went over to a tree a few feet away, which was the maritime pine, and scraped the bark until they got to the inner bark, and you make a tea of the inner bark and drink it, and like magic, the scurvy goes away. Well, I studied with four masters, you know, 30 and 35 years ago in a different sequence as I met them. And one was an Ojibwe medicine woman named Kiwe Denokwe, a woman of the Northwest Wind. And I studied with her for 2 years. And she talked about scurvy as well. And she said, you know, a lot of trappers and so forth, prospectors, that had to hold up in a cabin for the whole winter and eating hardtack and just bread all the time and stuff, and they were dying because of the imbalance of diet. And she says all they needed to do was walk outside and walk up to a pine tree and rip out all the pine needles with one thrust of your fist and just throw it in a pot of boiling water and let it steep for 20 minutes and drink it, and you get all the vitamin C you need. So these are the things that I was finding out about, and which I continued because I have a gigantic library to get the journals and to book by books and DVDs and so forth, which I've been doing the healing work for 34 years. So herbs do work in cases. As a matter of fact, the interesting part is they work better in majority of cases than I've seen anyway, and what other people have told me over the years as I collected information, because of most of them are non-iatrogenic. Iatrogenesis is simply the side effects that people have when they're given a cure. So, which happens all the time with the medical industry. So they give each pill to set off each side effect. So people end up taking a half a dozen different pills. So if done correctly with herbs, that won't exist, and it basically doesn't. So you're dealing, herbs have their own special chemistry. Sometimes the root, it could be a berry, leaves and buds and twigs and so forth. All of these things are important as far as medicine. And when you're using these these herbs. Some people have taken herbs and told me herbs don't work, and then I asked them what they did, and they said, well, I bought this. I was told by an herbalist to take this, and so I took it. And I said, well, how much did you take? And they said, one capsule every morning. And I said, well, it says here two capsules, two or three times a day. So there's the people, if you're not taking things correctly, certainly they won't work. But the medical industry is simply dominated mostly by the pharmaceutical industry, which is a multi-trillion dollar business. Oil is the biggest business in the world, and the pharmaceutical industry is the second, multi-trillion dollars. So why they should feel threatened by people in herb shops and health stores that sell something for $10 or $20 for a bottle of something when they're charging, you know, $100, $150 often per prescription. So they want to dominate, they want to control, and that's how it's been set up. And I don't know how to resolve that other than if Earth changes, changes the world around a little bit and helps change our society, even if it is catastrophic.
Which it's probably going to have to be in order to wake up people, because they just don't want to wake up. So the Earth is going to do what it needs to do. Kioni, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, how would they go about doing that?
Well, they can certainly call me, because people call me. I get calls last week, one from Saskatchewan, Oklahoma, Texas, Florida, Georgia, Alaska. I get calls all the time, and I'm really open about that. So they can call me to order a book or to talk to me to share their experience, or if they want a health consultation. My number is 425-844-8409. Once again, 425-844-8409.
Okay, now we're going to go back to the herbs a little bit later, but I'd like to talk to you about some of your experiences and as being basically a contactee from Bigfoot and ETs. Because, again, Kioni, a lot of people really, even though they may think that they exist, they haven't seen one, it hasn't been proven, nobody's got them on film, blah, 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 you know the whole story. So let's talk a little bit about some of your experiences with them. You know, like, are they harmful? Do people have to be afraid in case they run into them? You know, will they run into them? You know, things like that, so people have an idea of what the true story is.
Well, they're nothing to be afraid of. It's interesting, when I go out into the wilderness for weeks, sometimes months, alone, no guns or anything like that, and people say to me, my God, aren't you afraid? Well, the person saying that's either from Los Angeles, Chicago, or New York, where crime is running rampant. Why would I want to be afraid? So when I go into the forest, the Sasquatch monitor me. So that's just because it's me and because of the work that I've been doing. I've taken a great risk to produce a book, which is called The Psychic Sasquatch and Their UFO Connection, to tell the true story of really what's going on. There's no monsters out there, even though 99% of the mainstream conservative researchers who are still in a fantasy world wanting to kill a monster. And it's all male ego and wanting fame and fortune, really. And rather than trying to connect with the Sasquatch people. So they connected with me because they knew that I wouldn't harm anyone, and they knew that I was a person of integrity. So there's nothing to be afraid of if you saw a Sasquatch. Now, certainly, they've been reported, you know, generally 7 and 8 feet, but there's some 10, 12, 14, 15 feet tall. And I know people who have measured after the Sasquatch left the surroundings and found out that they were definitely that tall. So keep in mind, every year, especially in the northwest part of Canada and Alaska and so forth, occasionally, maybe one a year or some such thing, you'll get a mountain lion or a bear that has killed someone. But I've never seen, in a newspaper where a Sasquatch is running around killing people when they have the ability just as much, if not more, as a grizzly bear to injure a person. But they have no reason to. One of the things that it's important to understand is that they are people. They're extremely evolved. They're more evolved than we are without the technology. They don't need technology, and they don't want it. The things that I've seen them do is something that is so far out at times that conservative people think I'm making it up when I'm simply just relating the truth. So, yes, I can't prove any of this, but I'm not trying to prove it. Even though I am a social scientist, I don't want to try to prove anything. I'm too busy having experiences with them and enjoying their companionship. And I have, to date, 186 people who have had these experiences with mental telepathy, and some of them also with ETs. So this is extremely important to understand. We are at a turning point. We're at a crossroads on this planet, and all the old time, old world kind of nonsense of monster hunting and all these ways of viewing the world and viewing our neighbors. I mean, like, you know, we're extremely warlike. I mean, it blows my mind. I just got through reading a book on the Amazon, and which I used to live there. I've been down Latin America four times, and you know how they back in the 1800s, they were labeling the all Indian tribes savages. And, of course, even Geronimo, who never thought badly of white people, started to after his mother, his two children, and his wife were massacred by whites. So then that's when he started on his rampage. Why? Well, because they were killing his friends as well and other members of his tribe, so he had to do something about it. So we always want to look at from our standpoint. Well, look at what these Indians did. Well, first look at what you did, what the government did, and guess what? It's still doing it. It's just expanded, and it's just gotten more technological, and it's doing the same thing. And that's why we're in big trouble, both with ETs and with the Sasquatch. Because they really don't like us. They like certain people, but they don't like us as a society, because it's destructive. And right now, the planet is dying. So if you want to be afraid of something, you know, I would be afraid maybe of the government or your local police station or whatever, you know, because those are the people that could possibly harm you, or the military. So the Sasquatch don't go around harming anyone. As a matter of fact, they help people. Let me give you an example. Actually, they've helped me many times, and other people came to me and told me how they were helped. Now, in June, my car was acting very strange, and I took it to a mechanic, and he said I needed new tie rods. So he ordered them, we put them in, and all of a sudden, it was steering real well. So, but then I noticed it seemed loose. And I went back to him, and he said, "No, you just need your front end aligned." And so I agreed with him. But it started driving strangely, and I did make an appointment to have my front end aligned. Well, I went back to him a second time, and he said, "No, just go and have your front end aligned. There's nothing wrong with it." I said, "Can't you look at it again inside?" And he said, "There's no, it's not necessary." He said, "Just have your front end aligned. It'll drive better." So I drove over, which was I believe 40, 45 miles to where my appointment was. And the car drove so strange that I was driving 50 miles an hour in a 65 mile an hour zone on the freeway. And I dropped my car off when I got to the garage and came back an hour later, and the master mechanic called me in. He said, "It's not ready. It's still up on the lift." And he showed me. He said, "See this tie rod?" And I said, "Yeah." He said, "When I took your wheel off, it looked strange, and I reached over and touched it, and it fell off in my hand." He said, "Where do you live?" And I said, "Well, way up in the mountains, in the foothills." And he said, "You didn't go down the freeway, did you?" I said, "Yes." He said, "I have no idea how you got here." He said, "You could have been killed easily." He said, "I have no idea why you're here." And so he said, "Once this falls off, you have no steering. It would go into a truck. It will go off the road, hit a tree, anything. But you can't steer no matter what." He says, "It's impossible for you to drive this. I don't know how you got here." So he fixed it. And there were two mechanics there that looked very serious in their serious look on their face and kept shaking their head in amazement that I had made it. Well, I came back home, and as soon as I was walking through the door, the phone was ringing. And I picked up the phone, and I told the person, "Look, I'll call you later. I just got in." And I said, as a matter of fact, I said, "I just had my car fixed, and I could have been killed." I said, "I'll tell you about it later. I'll give you a call." And as soon as I hung up, a Sasquatch, interdimensionally, I saw him come straight through my front door and come right up in front of me here. I could see through him. Now, this happened in June, but this has been happening for 31 years now, so since 1979. So it's nothing new for me. And they do this not once a month or once a year, but they do this all the time, sometimes for a few days or weekly. You know, we're in contact. And so he stood there and he said, "Kiwoni, we're the ones that psychic kinetically held that part together for you until you could get to a place of safety." And then he turned, went right back through the door, and tears kind of welled up in my eyes. Again, not because I was upset or fearful or anything like that. It was just I was deeply touched that how much that they wanted to help me.
That's great. Why do you think they're here, Kioni?
They're here because this is their planet. This is not our planet. Here's what they told me back in 1985, and they've been telling me ever since. Different tribes have told me the same thing, and that is this. They said they were brought here millions of years ago by their friends, the Star People. And I said, "Really?" And I said, "Well, you know," and they said, we've been living on this planet. This is our planet." So I thought I'd throw something at them, verbally that is, and I said, "Well, wait a minute. What about Adam and Eve and everything?" And they said, "We don't know anything about Adam and Eve. You're going to have to wait and ask our friends, the Star People, because they're the ones who brought them." And I mean, being brought up with a background in anthropology and biology, and of course bought into the Darwinian theory, and it is only a theory, even though it's quite an accepted one, it's still not put in perspective, because we didn't come from a bunch of apes, from a monkey or whatever, you know. We were genetically engineered, and that's what they told me. Because when I asked them stuff, he said, "We were seated here before your people were seated. We were genetically engineered," and there's so much information out, starting with even before Zachariah Sitchin, or around his first book anyway, where more information was coming out. I must admit, I didn't digest that for a long time. I didn't know what to make of it because I have so much background in organic evolution. Now, organic evolution is taking place, absolutely, but there's other exotic things taking place, like exotic people like ourselves being dropped off at other different planets, and apparently this is what they do. This is what many different races do. And some races, and some of them are evil. Most of them are not. And the ones that are, some of them are even have cannibalized other people. So that might may sound strange or frightening to some, but it's extremely rare. But, you know, it's a big universe. The chances of that happening to any listener is probably, you know, 0.001. So, but these things have been happening, and when people say, the UFO phenomenon is a bunch of baloney because this person over here in Indiana says these beings were 7 feet tall with in a silver suit. And then this person in Arizona says, oh, no, they were 3 feet tall and so forth. And so then somebody else says, oh, no, they were blonde-haired Nordic-looking beings and so forth. Well, they are coming here and have been to monitor us because we're destroying the planet. That's just that simple. And right now they're working to keep this planet in balance. And they're going to continue to do that because if they dropped an atomic bomb, it would seep into other dimensions. And these beings are interdimensional, and there's more beings out there, all kinds of beings that are coming and going all the time and that are being reported, and yet people don't know where they're coming from or where they're going, so therefore they can't be real, when actually they're interdimensional. So we'll also throw this entire solar system and these other planets out of balance. I'm not sure exactly how, but if we start major wars and stuff. And plus the planet, you know, I think one atomic bomb, I remember when I was living in Tucson, there was almost a war. This was in the late 1900s between Pakistan and India. They were threatening each other with atomic weapons. And then somebody figured out if they dropped an atomic bomb there on the border, it went into the clouds, it could be carried around the world in the different air currents, the radiation, and one of the places it would go directly over with that particular air mass was Tucson. Boy, that got my attention.
I bet.
You know, the stupidity of, you know, this thing. This is like kindergarten. You go in and I'm going to push you, you hit me. You know, it's this reptilian brain acting up and acting out, and we haven't grown up yet. And simply because our technology has not caught up with our spirituality, or vice versa, I should say. Sorry about that. We are not spiritually responsible yet to even have this technology that we have. We're not responsible enough for it. We're not evolved enough. And that's the problem. So I don't care if you're from Harvard or from Yale or from Oxford and all these things that people think they know how to run a country if you're from these places. And, you know, you can be in the, you know, in some government position and that you can have trust in them. But, you know, it comes in with honesty, and that's where spirituality comes in. Spirituality isn't religion. It's respect for all living things. And I'm going to go back to basics here. It's like what the Christians say, that the two greatest commandments are to, love God with your whole heart and soul, that is, with to give recognition that there's a higher form, and to love thy neighbor as thyself, you know, treat others like you want to be treated. And you know, this is the most important thing. It's so rudimentary, and yet it's glossed over. There, these ETs and the Sasquatch. The Sasquatch are ETs. They're terrestrial ETs that live here. So it's very, very complicated from many of the things that they said, but and it's difficult to say everything in such a short period of time, but they are not here to save the planet. They're here to help us save ourselves and work with us. So even the Sasquatch said to me last year, he says, at times we feel like parents looking at our children running amok. Mm-hmm. He says that are irresponsible and don't know what they're doing. I mean, even when I asked a Sasquatch probably 20 years ago now, 18, 20 years ago, I said, are you the missing link? And I wanted to say that just to see what he would say. And he laughed, and he said, no. He said, you people are the missing link. You don't know where you come from or where you're going. So that's exactly what the picture is. But we are in dire straits. This is the population of the Earth has never been at this amount. And 90% of the fish in the oceans are gone. You know, right now we're having water shortages, and there's going to be more. Water's going to become a commodity because we've wasted water, destroyed the water tables, drained out water, drained out oil. We've done everything to this earth. I mean, I don't see how we can punish it anymore. But Earth changes is happening and about to happen even more so, apparently, from what they said. And I'm not Dr. Doom. I'm simply passing on some of the things that they said.
Right. But there, again, the Earth changes have to happen. I mean, we are killing the planet. And the planet is a living, breathing thing. And it is going to survive. It's been here much, much longer than we have. And it's only going to shed itself of excess debris. And what we have done, and that's where we're at, and I think a lot of people probably will start waking up very soon as they start to see things shift, because a lot don't believe it's possible. A lot of people believe that if they just keep their head buried in the sand, it's all going to pass them by, and it'll be okay. And the truth of the matter is that that's not it, because if they don't do something, and they don't make some changes, and they don't get back the love from their heart that they have, a lot of people are not going to make it through this process.
Yes.
And I'm not doom and gloom either, but the truth happens to be the truth. And, you know, people are going to say no, 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 and it's okay. They can say no, 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 but they're mostly in for a very rude awakening. And that's, you know, not the right way to do it. But, you know, humans are known to have disasters before they wake up. And you would think with all the disasters that's been happening in this year alone, it would start helping. And it has, from what I understand. But there's still a lot more awakening that needs. The other thing
Sasquatch have said that we should be praying and meditating every day. And just to, that's so important now to keep the planet together and to, it's very important. And recently about a month ago, they told me about that. They said a great spiritual shift is coming to Mother Earth. This is the harvest of Earth, the sacred purification. So the harvest of Earth is from Revelations, meaning the end times. The Hopi talk about the great purification and the. This particular Sasquatch named Oea used the word the sacred purification of the planet. And he said, in the forest, and this is written down, so I have it. In the forest and within the Earth Mother will God's chosen find solace, you know, during these times of the purification. Now, the forest, really, he doesn't mean at the edge of town. He means in the wilderness. And within the Earth Mother, he means either in a bunker or in a cave. And the chose people, chosen one, well, it's really interesting because God chooses, has chosen ones, but that's because the chosen ones chose God and a spiritual path, and therefore they made themselves chosen by choosing God in their lives to come first and to apply, if I could say it this way, the Ten Commandments to their lives and not go to church every Sunday, go home and kick your dog and abuse your family kind of thing. So anyway, so he says God's chosen will find solace. And solace, of course, is getting relief away from all the bad things that are happening. So apparently, I mean, they keep bringing this up. And it's something that I didn't talk about in my first book, The Psychic Sasquatch and Their UFO Connection, which I'm selling here. It's on Amazon, but I'm also selling them for an autographed copy. But I have a new book coming out next month called The Sasquatch People and Their Interdimensional Connection, where I devote the last two chapters to discussing what I just did in a little greater length. Chapter 9 is called The Future of Sasquatchery, and Chapter 10 is called The Sasquatch Message to Humanity. So that's covered more in depth, and I'll be having a website put up next month, and probably by somewhere in the first part of December, all that will be out where people can purchase both books.
Do you know what the website address would be? Because if you do, you can give it out now so people can start looking for it.
I haven't firmed it up completely yet, but it's so far now. That is, I haven't had haven't had anyone building a website for me yet, but it's already registered and everything of thesasquatchpeople.com.
Okay, good. Because people will, you know, at least they'll know that they can start looking it up sometime.
Yeah, they should wait till December to do that because I'm, I would say probably by the 1st of November, my editor will go through the manuscript and then it'll go to press. So if they can look in December, it'll be out then. The Sasquatch People and Their Interdimensional Connection. That's my latest.
Okay, so give them your first book again, your phone number so they can get a hold of you, and then give them the second book and the website so they got it.
Yes. Well, both books will be on the website as well, of course. But my first book is called The Psychic Sasquatch and Their UFO Connection. And you can call me to get a copy by calling 425-844-8409. And my new book coming out is The Sasquatch People and Their Interdimensional Connection. They could call me, actually, for that if they wanted to also at that same number, or the website will be up there and everything in December at thesasquatchpeople.com.
Great. Keone, when you're communicating with either the Sasquatch or the ETs, the star beings, do they say anything about the children that are here now and the children that are yet to come?
No, not to me they have. They might have to someone else, but certainly no. At this point, they've never mentioned that. They're, of course, you know, one of my degrees is in conservation from the University of New Hampshire, and I'm, you know, very conservation conscious and environment, you know, as far as environmental sciences and stuff. I read books on it still, and I'm, you know, I don't like seeing people litter the highways. I don't like pollution, all that stuff. So they know the Sasquatch are the ultimate environmentalists. So they're mostly know that drives me. I mean, I don't want to live in a cesspool, and that's what this place is becoming. Why would I say that? Because you can go in and get a steak dinner someplace, but It's loaded with antibiotics. It's loaded with chemicals. Sometimes they inject them even. GMO, that is genetically modified organism, genetically modified food is fed to them, and so on, which alters. A lot of this is simply poison that can harm us and be passed down through the food chain. All these hormones that they put in, chickens, turkeys, and all the different red meats and stuff when the animals are alive to beef them up. Well, it goes into our bodies as well. And I just noticed, from my generation that the kids are so much taller, and then you meet a friend and they've got a little daughter, and you think they're 16 years old or something, and they're only 10 or 11 because of the hormones in their body has caused them to develop early. So all these things are happening. These are the barometers. As a healthcare professional, I look at the increase in cancer. When I was growing up in the 50s, it was 1 out of 6 people would get cancer. Now, I believe it's 1 out of 2. I mean, just shy of that. So if you go into a movie theater, I would say probably 40% or 45% of the people in that movie theater will get cancer in their lifetime. I mean, that's outrageous. The FDA is supposed to be protecting us, but they don't work for us. I mean, just in theory, they do. They work for the drug companies and for the government, which is all in cahoots, and they're making money on dying people, and they're polluting the environment, and most of it's coming from the environment. So, and of course, our food and environment combined. So many of us are walking around with a deadly cocktail of toxins just waiting for something to happen. And that's sad. We shouldn't have to do that. We should. A modern nation should be able to, a majority of their seniors should be able to live to be 100 years old easily, maybe even more, easily, from all my readings and scientific studies. But, with the pollution and all the things, that they do, and with cigarettes and alcohol and so on, that's just absolutely killing a lot of people as well, because of the stress involved in the society. It's not a normal society. It says, our society says in capitalism, you exploit everything. And so that's what's happened. They've exploited everything and never gave back. There's this big imbalance, and now we're going to suffer for it because this is the end times. This is the planet's dying. We're in trouble, and these other beings want to help, and they seek out people like myself that care about other people, care about the earth and the environment, and in order to, it's not going to change the world. My books don't, but at least those that are ready on the fence, that are trying to decide what's going on, may help them. And in fact, it has. People have called me and told me that it put things in perspective for them. Because this is not about, my books are not about me. They're not about monsters. They're about reality, what's really going on here, and these other people that are involved in it, and that is the ETs and the Sasquatch people.
Now, on October 13th, 14th, and right around that area, there were a lot of UFOs sighted in a lot of different regions, a lot of different countries. Have they said anything to you about more of them appearing or letting themselves be known, seeing how our government wants to keep people thinking that they're not real?
No, I've asked them some questions about some of that stuff, and some other people have as well that were in contact, with telepathic communication. And they've been saying this: we don't have time to talk right now. We're very busy. We're and somebody asked, you're busy doing what? We're preparing. And what's happening, they're preparing to take certain people because they think that it's going to get the people who actually get the shock of their lives, that supposedly because of some of these a whole series of events that will happen here on the earth that will, you know, put a lot of our society to bring it to a screeching halt. And this is what they're talking about more, so that's why I'm talking about it, because they are. But they've not said anything about disclosure. My feeling about disclosure is this, that several times they wanted to, but it just didn't seem appropriate. The especially if you're dealing with a shadow government. So as far as the Sasquatch people, let's start just with them. You know, they could come out too. And why won't they come out? Well, because you can't trust people. They'll shoot at them and that kind of thing. And but I think that the ETs and the Sasquatch will come out once we have some big catastrophe. They'll be helping people in the country, not in the cities so much, but to slowly sensitize people to them. I think they're going to come out only because of a catastrophe, because people won't be focused on what they're focused on right now. They'll be focused on purely survival and their families and relatives and friends that, that live in the areas that were affected.
Yeah,
so I don't think that they're just going to come out like, you know, and land on the White House lawn, or that the government's going to announce it. There already have been coming out by coming to people like myself and many, many other good people. Some don't want their names out there, and that's fine. I really didn't want my name out there, but I came to realize it's a part of my purpose here in this body on planet Earth at this time. So I just go with the flow of things, because it's all sort of laid out for me and unfolds in that way. So I simply put my skills together as a professional speaker and a professional writer, and just try to share and educate the public that these things are really happening. And, you know, the bottom line is, and everything, no matter what I've said, the bottom line is stay close to God in what you believe, whatever you believe God to be, he, she, or it. Simply stay close to God, pray often, meditate. And they told me, don't be involved with fear. Let go of all fear in exchange for love and trust. They said fear is the most damaging of all emotions. And the government uses a lot of fear tactics on people and so forth. They said, don't buy into any of that. Just stay close to God. They are not gods. There's no other gods down here. The government aren't gods. The people from Oxford University aren't gods. The ETs aren't gods. They don't want to be looked at as gods. There's a universal God energy, and stay close and reach out and help other people. And don't buy into the fear. Just focus on unconditional love, and you know, feel love for everybody. Get in touch. Even the Sasquatch were get annoyed with me at times, and I don't mean angry, but just they'd stop me and so forth. I'd ask them a question. Here's one of the questions I asked them. I said, would you be willing to give me a tooth from maybe one of your young ones or one of your older Sasquatch, where I could get the DNA from it in order to prove that your people are human, you know, because the DNA would be in it. Now, that's the only reason I wanted proof. Early on, yeah, I wanted proof like everybody else back in the 70s. I just didn't know any better. But they said to me, Kiwoni, now you're starting to sound like the other researchers. But we know you're not. We know you have an open heart. Kiwoni, get out of your head, back into your heart. We will not need to discuss this again. End of conversation. So it's getting out of your head and into your heart, no matter what, no matter what. And just stay close to God. Keep in mind, God and love are synonymous. So if you're loving everyone around you, even your enemies, with unconditional love and praying for them, you are elevating yourself into the Christ energy. So, and Jesus Christ is my hero, Mother Teresa is my hero, the Dalai Lama is my hero, Bishop Desmond Tutu of South Africa is my hero. These are beautiful people. So, you know, tear down all those hard rock heroes up there that you have on your wall and look for spiritual heroes, because this is the time to have them.
Keone, do you know or think that the Sasquatch or the ETs do any kind of interbreeding with the humans?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And in fact, in my first chapter of my second book that's coming out, I clarify that. I call that chapter Cryptoanthropology, the Ancient Ones. Everyone talks about cryptozoology because it's after hidden animals or rare animals. Well, you know, if you're on the Amazon looking for a lost tribe, and there are many of them still, they figure there's over 60 different tribes just as a generality. And so one would be sort of a cryptoanthropologist because you're dealing with a hidden people that don't want to be found. And so I collected a tremendous amount of information, a lot of data that where the Sasquatch have been interbreeding since the Native Americans arrived here. Now, they have kidnapped female, Indians years ago. And you may say, now, wait a minute. If anybody in our society kidnaps someone, that's a felony. You'd go to jail for 20 years. And that's correct. But this is not a whole tribe of people kidnapping someone. It's a lone Sasquatch that does not have a mate. And I'm not making excuses for them, but there are some rogue Sasquatches that won't hurt you but have done things like this. And they always, 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 so far, 100% of the time, this is going on in Russia as well. They've done the kidnapping in Russia by a single Almist. They call them Almists there, the Sasquatch types. Don't want to lose my trend of thought here. They've been miscegenating or interbreeding only because one lone Sasquatch is lonely, but always, always, always they treated the women with the utmost gentleness and love. They were not rough. I think I've seen more Neanderthals in our society than ever. So, they don't treat people that way. You know, there's the old stereotype where you get the club and hit them over the head and all this stuff. The women were shocked, and some of them that escaped later went back to them. That's how well they were treated. And some of them had children. This has been well documented in Russia, where they treat this phenomena totally different, very differently, because they have even their UFO center there I believe it's in St. Petersburg, it's all government-funded, government-run. And then at the Darwin Museum in Moscow, there's the group, the hominologists, or hominology society that has a group of top scientists, zoologist and anthropologist and other people who are trying to resolve this mystery of who they are and what they're doing here and so forth. But they are human. Now, how could a Sasquatch impregnate a human? How could they do that if they're an animal? You have to have the same amount of chromosomes, 46 chromosomes, in order to produce an offspring. So why doesn't a giraffe mate with a zebra because they have totally different number of chromosomes. They could never have offspring. It just doesn't work. So for one thing, they do have 46 chromosomes. Also, I was told when I was in Oklahoma that the beings there told me that back in the 1800s, they found from time to time slaves that had escaped that were dying. They were looking for food and everything, and they took them in, and they integrated them into their family, and they miscegenated. They became a family member, and they had a mate, and so forth, and they produced children.
Great.
So,
I
yes,
need to stop you.
I'm sorry?
I said I hate to stop you, and I'm just digging all this, but our time is up. But before, one more time, give out your phone number and the two books.
And your website. My phone number is 425-844-8409. Once again, 425-844-8409. My two books that I sell that you can call me or get them on Amazon. At least one on Amazon right now. But anyway, it's The Psychic Sasquatch and Their UFO Connection. And my new book, which will be available in December, is The Sasquatch People and Their Interdimensional Connection. Incidentally, I saw them dematerialize twice in front of me.
Great. So, your website real quick.
My website would be thesasquatchpeople.com.
Great. Kioni, it's been always a pleasure to talk with you, and we're going to do this again because there's so much more to talk about. But I want to thank you for taking time to be on the show. It was very, very good.
Yes, thank you so much for having me, and God bless.
You too. I'd like to thank you, the listeners. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. May God bless all of you. Have a great week. Take care. Bye now.
Hello?
Hello, Kioni?